I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been more than 3 weeks since a cyclone hammered the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, also known as Burma. An estimated 78,000 people were killed. More than 2 million people have been affected. The international community has pledged lots of money for relief, most recently at a Donors Nations conference this past weekend. But only now is Myanmar's military regime showing signs that it's going to cooperate with aid agencies. Paul Risley is the Asia spokesman for the UN's World Food Program. He's in Bangkok, Thailand. Risley says the food program's aid workers are finally getting some access to the hardest-hit parts of Myanmar.
In the Delta area, we received approval on Saturday, just before the donor conference, for one international WFP staffer to travel in the Delta area. And today, two other ones were able to make similar journeys. So these are small signs that there are improvements in our ability to get into the places where the damage from the cyclone was worst.
Now, when you mentioned the donor conference, this is something that happened over the weekend when international leaders came to Yangon in Myanmar and talked about relief operations and pledging at least $30 million on top of the $100 million that's already been promised. It sounds like a very good sign, of course, that after 3.5 weeks, finally the people in this hard-hit Irrawaddy Delta area are going to get some relief, including from some of your workers for the United Nations. But how much actually has to be done when you're dealing with 2 million people who have been cut off and left desperate for so long now?
Well, exactly. It's really a massive logistical challenge in many ways. We now have what we call a food hub in one area of the Delta area with large temporary warehouse structures in which we can offload literally tons of rice and other food. And then from there, NGOs can come by and pick up amounts of food and then deliver them on regular schedules to the areas where people need food desperately. But getting similar food hubs set up in 5 other places remains a challenge, and it's very slow moving so far. It's now been 3 weeks since the cyclone hit, yet the level of assistance that we're able to provide on the ground is very similar to what you might find only days after a natural disaster.
There's something that you have noticed that's happening in Myanmar that you say you have not seen happen in other areas that have survived a natural disaster. Tell us about that.
Well, because the authorities have been reluctant to allow the international humanitarian community and agencies to come into the Delta areas, which were most devastated, there has been essentially a private charity response to the needs in the Delta. And relatively better-off people living in Yangon, in Myanmar's largest city, have been taking their time to drive several hours down into the Delta and then literally through the roll-down windows of their automobiles, they've handed out bags of rice to hundreds and thousands of people who are lining the streets and the roads in some of these completely devastated Delta communities. That's a wonderful expression, you know, from people's hearts. But it also indicates that there is a tremendous need for the World Food Program, for other humanitarian agencies to get into those Delta areas and provide regular feedings and provide clean drinking water and medical attention for those people.
Paul Risley, spokesperson for Asia for the UN World Food Program, speaking to us from Bangkok, Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.